إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما ثم أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار ثم أما بعد. We begin by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with praises and exaltations that only He is worthy of. We begin by sending His salawat and His salamat, His blessings and His peace upon the last and final messenger, Muhammad ibn Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Continuing with the topic of the week, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam, the chapter that we have come to is Bab Su'alul Mar'ati Talaq, when the woman, she seeks out the talaq or the khula'. And before we enter into this chapter and what the esteemed scholar Sheikh Saleh Al-Fawzan Hafidhahullah Ta'ala says about it, he mentioned as an introduction that indeed Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, from the first relationship that He created between Bani Adam, was that of husband and wife. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He created Adam alayhi salam, then created from his rib our mother Hawa alayhi salam. And indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as it is stated, created our mother for our father Adam alayhi salam. But also did Allah Jalla wa Ala create Adam alayhi salam for Hawa alayhi salam. So they were created for each other. As indeed, in each of them is the fulfillment of the needs of the other. So, Bani Adam, the children of Adam, cannot continue except through the establishment of this relationship, husband and wife. And indeed it is a means of drawing closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this relationship, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He made it a means of relaxation for both the man and the woman. That the man may seek out what he needs in the woman, and the woman may seek out what she needs in the man. And they draw closer to each other. Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Al-arwahu junudun mujannada. Ma ta'arafa minha i'talafa, wa ma tanakara minha ikhtala. Al-arwahu, the souls, they are like recruited soldiers. Ma ta'arafa minha i'talafa. So those that have similar characteristics, they draw closer to each other. And those that do not, then they draw further away. This is the likeness of a marriage. This is the likeness of a marriage. A man does not marry a woman except that he sees happiness in his household. Naam? Does a man ever marry a woman to seek discord in his house? To seek his hair going gray from stress? To seek headaches at night? La. And the woman does not marry a man seeking the same. She seeks a happy household. She seeks a beneficial household. So if both man and woman are seeking the same, then why do we find so many of these relationships ending in divorce? Initiated either by the man or by the woman. They are both seeking happiness. They draw closer to each other because they are similar. And they share characteristics, and they have characteristics that they like in each other. And they seek from that relationship happiness. And even then we find that talaq is abundant in our communities. And the reason for this ending in this manner, these relationships ending in this manner, the reasoning for this is the same why anything ends without success. And that is that we are distant from the application of Quran and Sunnah in these relationships. We are distant from the Quran and Sunnah in these relationships. Sheikh Saleh al-Sheikh, he says, وَكُلٌّ مِنَ الرَّجُلِ وَالْمَرْأَةِ لَمْ يَتَزَوَّجْ إِلَّا لِأَجْلِ أَنْ يَكُونَ سَعِيدًا فِي ذَلِكَ. Each one, the man and the woman, neither of them marry except that they want to be happy in that marriage. وَلَكِنَّ كَثِيرًا مِنَ الْبُيُوتِ وَكَثِيرًا مِنَ الْأَزْوَاجِ وَالزَّوْجَاتِ يَحْصُلُ بَيْنَهُمْ عَدَمُ تَوَافُقٍ. But many from these households, many from the husbands and many from the wives, you find that عَدْمُ التَّوَافُقِ, there is no agreement between them. وَيَحْصُلُ بَيْنَهُمْ اخْتِلَافٌ, they have differentiation between them. وَيَحْصُلْ بَيْنَهُمْ عَدَمُ رِضَى, the lack of being pleased with each other occurs amongst them. وَتَكْبُرُ الْمَشَاكِلُ شَيْئًا فَشَيْئًا, the issues, they become larger and larger little by little. And in this is the point, Ya Ikhwan, a point of being patient. Ya ayyuhal ikhwan wa akhawat, Allah yubarak fiikum. This sifa of patience regarding the people of patience, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, Inna Allah ma'as sabireen. Allah is with those that are patient. So if a man was to be patient in the beginning of the affair, if a man was to be patient in the beginning of the affair, or the woman was to be patient in the beginning of the affair, then you would find many of the problems would never reach the point that they reach. But you find the man lacking in patience and the woman lacking in patience. Rather, on many occasions you find that a man will be more patient with his brother than he would be with his own wife. And the wife would be more patient with her sister than she would be with her own husband. The characteristics that she does not like in her husband, she finds those same characteristics in her friends and in her sisters. And she's patient. And she overlooks them. But when she finds those characteristics in her husband, she's incapable of being patient. Because that boundary is taken down. The relationship which exists, that boundary is then taken down. So it is important to have patience in those beginning affairs. وَتَكْبُرُ الْمَشَاكِلُ شَيْئًا فَشَيْئًا ثُمَّ يَكْثُرُ السُّؤَالُ وَيُوَسِّطُونَ لِحَلِّ الْمَشَاكِلُ. And then they start questioning, they start asking, how do we solve these problems? When indeed, if they were patient in the beginning of the affair, it would never have reached that point. The reason that this occurs, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam, is our distance from the teachings of the Quran and the teachings of the Sunnah. This happiness that we seek out in our married lives, in our marriages, there are means to attaining them that are mentioned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that are mentioned by His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. From them. Tarkul ghadab, the leaving off of anger. The leaving off of anger. Now this requires some work. Because emotions do not tell you that they are coming before they come. Right? They are not like a guest. Don't ring the doorbell. And then come. And then you have the choice to open the door or not to open the door. Emotions are emotions. So it requires us to have self-control. It requires us to have self-control and think before we act that what I am about to say or what I am about to do, am I doing this based upon sound intellect, or am I doing this based upon this emotion, whatever that emotion may be? Am I doing this because I am utterly happy right now? And I will surely regret what I'm about to do when this happiness leaves me. Or this excitement leaves me. What I am about to say, am I about to say it because I am immensely angry right now? I am so angry that I cannot even control what I'm about to say. Should I really be saying what I'm about to say? Tarkul ghadab, leave off anger. A man came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he said, "Awsini, advise me." فقال لا تغضب, do not become angry. Do not become angry. فردد ذلك مرارا والنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول له لا تغضب. The man repeated the question, repeated it. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam continuously said, La taghdab, do not become angry. Do not become angry. What does this mean? The people of knowledge, they say, the meaning of لا تغضب. Do not partake in those affairs that will cause you to become angry. So how do we apply this? How do we apply this to married life? How do we apply this to married life? The husband comes home and he's worked all day, and wallahi, this is something, ikhwani, Allahu yubarak fikum, I've stopped counting how many times I've heard this same complaint. The very same complaint. And it doesn't matter who. Pakistani, Arab, African American, white, Chinese, each and every one of them, I've heard the same complaint. Right? I come home, I was at work all day, and the house is not clean. And I'm like, I worked 12 hours today. The least that I want when I come home is what? A clean house. And he's already tired because of his day, so he comes home and he acts upon emotion. And he lets out at his wife. It's upon the man to be patient. It's upon the man to be patient with his wife. And at that moment, it's upon the wife to be patient with her husband. The man many times says, the house is not clean. Yes, but she also fed your 7 children that are at home. And that takes time. And that takes time. And what she cleaned, your children messed up. And what she cleaned, your children messed up. So be patient. So be patient with her. And my sisters in Islam, your husband just came home from work. And he's tired. And his house is where he comes, he looks forward to. While he's at work from the first hour, he's looking forward to his evening at home. With his family, with his wife, with his children, a cup of tea. He's looking forward to it. So when he comes home and the house is dirty, then be patient with him. Do not become angry. Do not become angry. The second meaning, وَلَا تَأْخُذَ بِمُقْتَبَ الْغَضَبِ بَعْدَ وُقُوعِهِ. Do not, after you become angry, do not act upon the requirements of that anger. Now you're angry. Your anger is going to cause you to do what now? It's going to cause you to speak loudly. It's going to cause you to shut down. Right? It's going to cause you to angrily clean the house yourself. As though you're doing her a favor. Right? Don't act upon that anger now. Control your anger. لا تغضب. Do not become angry. Do not become angry. The Shaykh, he says, فَإِنَّ إِمْتِلَاكَ النَّفْسِ عِنْدَ الْغَضَبِ مِنْ صِفَاتِ الْعُقَلَىٰ. Controlling yourself when you are angry is from the characteristics of the intelligent one. It is from the characteristics of the intelligent ones. It is from the characteristics of the muttaqeen, the people of taqwa. وَإِذَا مَا غَضِبُوا هُمْ يَغْفِرُونَ. When they become angry, they forgive. When they become angry, they forgive. This is from those affairs, Ya Ikhwani, Allahu Yubarak Fiku, from which you have the majority of marital issues stemming. Anger from either the husband or the wife. Abdullah ibn Mubarak, he was asked about good character. What is good character? And he said, Husnul Khuluqi Tarkul Khadab. Good character, husnul khuluq, is abandoning anger. This is good character. Abandoning anger. A group of the Yahud, they passed by the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and they said to the Messenger of Allah, Assalamu alaykum. Assalamu alaykum. Death be upon you. Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha was sitting with him, or was with him. Fafahimat minhumma qalu. She understood from them what they said, so she said, عليكم السام واللعنة. Upon you be death, upon you be اللعنة, يعني the curse of Allah. The Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said, مهلا يا عائشة, calm down. فإن الله يحب الرفق في الأمر كله. Allah, he loves rifq. In everything, gentleness, in everything. فَقُلْتُ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ أَوَلَمْ تَسْمَعْ مَا قَالُوا. So Messenger of Allah, did you not hear what they said? قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهُ وَسَلَّمُ فَقَدْ قُلْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ. He said, I said to them, عَلَيْكُمْ, and upon you. He said to Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, إِنَّ الرِّفْقَ لَا يَكُونُ فِي شَيْءٍ إِلَّا زَانَهُ وَلَا يُنْزَعُ مِنْ شَيْءٍ إِلَّا شَانَهُ. This gentleness is not entered into anything except it beautifies it. It is not removed from anything except that it makes it uglier. So here we say that indeed the man and the woman, they have characteristics. Each an individual person has certain characteristics. So it's upon both of them. If you know you have characteristics that are bothersome to your spouse, then work on abandoning them. And if you are on the receiving end, then work on overlooking them. Work on overlooking them. The Shaykh, he says, وَمِنْ أَسْبَابِ الْوِفَاقِ أَنْ يَكُونَ الْمَرْءُ نَاظِرًا مِنْ جِهَةِ زَوْجَتِهِ إِلَى الْأَخْلَاقِ الْحَسَنَةِ الَّتِي فِيهَا. From those means of wifaq, of yani, coming together, having ulfa between spouses, is that when you look at your wife, seek out those characteristics that are pleasing to you. وَيُعَظِّمُ ذَلِكَ إِذَا رَأَى أَنَّ هَذِهِ الصِّفَاتِ الْحَسَنَةِ أَكْثَرُ مِنَ الْأَخْلَاقِ الَّتِي هِيَ سَيِّئَةٌ فِيهِ. And that you make those, يُعَظِّم, يعني you make those greater. If you see that those are the characteristics that are more in her, they are greater in her, then what you may be displeased with, then with what you may dislike in her, then you make those affairs greater. You focus on those. وَكَذَلِكَ الْمَرْأَةُ تَنْظُرُ فِي الرَّجُلِ إِلَىٰ أَخْلَاقِهِ الْحَسَنَةِ. And such is also the case for the woman, that she should look at the man, at that character, that good character. وَإِلَىٰ مَا تَسَبَّبَ لَهَا مِنْ جِهَتِهِ مِنَ الْخَيْرِ. That which brings about good for her. فَتُعَظِّمُ ذَٰلِكَ فِي نَفْسِهَا. And that she makes that the greater area of focus within her. وَتَغْفِرُ لَهُ الزَّلَّاتِ. And his deficiencies, she overlooks them, she forgives them, she surpasses them without really staying upon them all the time. As the man should do the same with her. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, hadith narrated by Abu Huraira, collected by Imam Muslim, لا يفرك مؤمن مؤمنة إن كره منها خلقا رضي منها آخر. A man should not dislike a woman, يعني he بين زوجية. Do not have hatred for your wife. Do not have hatred for your wife. Do not have dislike for your wife. If you dislike from her something, then you also like from her something else. Then you also love some other characteristic of hers. And you also love some other characteristic of hers. And on the opposite, is that if you know that your husband or wife do not like a certain characteristic of yours, work at changing that characteristic. Work at changing that characteristic so as to please them. So as to bring your hearts closer with each other. From those affairs that will bring a husband and wife together is the husband not being stingy upon his family. Do not be stingy upon your wives and upon your children. Do not be stingy. Spend from your wealth. For the woman, do not be the one who always wants something financial from her husband. Always want something new. Always want something which requires him to spend money that he's gone out and he's worked for. That he's gone out and he's earned. How do you accomplish that? Hadith of Abu Huraira رضي الله تعالى عنه: انظروا إلى من أسفل منكم ولا تنظروا إلى من هو فوقكم فهو أجدر أن لا تزدروا نعمة الله. Look at the one who is less fortunate than you, who has a lower status than you. Do not look at the one who is above you, has more than you, has a higher status than you. That is closer to being thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for what He has given you. Upon the woman is to be grateful to her husband and to know that maybe her husband is not capable of spending right now. So she should be patient with him. And the same with the man. And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed him, that he should be from those that spend upon his family. He should be from those that spend upon his family. From those means that cause division in the household. أن تكون المرأة ناظرة إلى أنها مساوية للرجل في جميع شؤونها. That she wants to be the equal of her husband in all affairs. He goes out when he wants, well, I should go out when I want. He works, well, I should be working. He's bought a car, he has a car, I should have a car. She wants to be equal in everything. I had a family member call me. And ask, why is it that Allah has made the woman lowly and the man higher? I said, what do you mean by this? What's your meaning? What do you intend by this? I said, because if you're looking for, are you looking for equality or are you looking for justice? Well, I'm looking for both. Well, that's not possible. That's not possible. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created the man different from the woman, and He has created the woman different from the man. And for each one of them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given a status, which is important. Do we belittle the task that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to the women? The raising of our children. Is that a task to be belittled? Do you see yourself to be inferior because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has committed you to this task? Allah has created the woman with characteristics and He has created the man with characteristics that are specific for the men. And the woman has characteristics that are befitting for her in the tasks that she needs to complete for a household to be happy and reach its goal. The Shaykh, he says, فَتَرَى أَنَّ لَهَا أَن تَخْرُجَا مَتَى مَا أَرَادَتْ مَن تَزُورَ مَن شَاءَتْ دُونَ رِضَى الرَّجُلِ. وَيَأْتِي الزَّوْجُ إِلَى بَيْتِهِ لَا يَدْرِي أَيْنَ ذَهَبَتْ امْرَأَتُهُ. So she sees that she should be able to leave whenever she wants, visit whomever she wants. The man comes home, he doesn't even know where she's at. And also upon the man, many times you find the man that in the beginning of marriage he's what? He's what? You know, lenient, right? In the beginning. Because he's in love. So he's lenient. A wife calls, I want to visit this person. Khalas, go. I want to go. Khalas, go. Right? 3 weeks in, now it's bothering him. This is the application, ya ayyuhal ikhwan, of having wisdom in our marriages. Many times, the reason a marriage breaks apart is because neither one of them is an adult. At least as it comes to the marriage. Or to whatever particular affair is causing disagreement. Neither one of them is an adult. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created a marriage, ikhwan, Allahu ybarik fikum, as a means of drawing closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of rectifying our dunya and our akhirah. Not for any other reason. Now when it comes to the affair that the marriage is not possible, then yes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has allowed the man and woman to separate. A way of talaq. In the days of Jahiliyyah, the talaq used to be as many times as the man wanted to do it. So he would divorce his wife and then take her back. Divorce his wife and then take her back. Divorce his wife and then take her back. To the point that it was harmful to the woman. That was harmful to the woman. Right? Even if you now go overseas, you still find some of the men being oppressive to their wives. They come home and the wife put, maybe the food is too spicy. Khalas, go to your mother's house. And he sends her off to her mother's house to sit there and wait for days or weeks or months or however long as he pleases to leave her there with the other ta'ala. And then he goes and gets her and brings her back. And the next time, she'll go to your mother's house. This is dhulm. This is oppression. This is oppression. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decreed, He said, At-talaqu marratan. At-talaq is twice. Meaning, what? As far as that talaq after which you can take your wife back, it is twice. It is twice. So once, and it gives you that time to think over. To think over, do I want to be with this woman? Is this marriage something which is going to work or is it something which is not going to work? الطَّلَاقُ مَرَّتَانِ فَإِمْسَاكٌ بِمَعْرُوفٍ أَوْ تَسْرِيحٌ بِإِحْسَانٍ. After that, it's either you remain with her upon righteousness and piety and goodness. And some of that is what we just discussed. أَوْ تَسْرِيحٌ بِإِحْسَانٍ. Or you let her go. بِإِحْسَانٍ, with righteousness. وَلَا يَحِلُّ لَكُمْ. What does that mean? Upon righteousness. That you do not take back the mahar that you gave her. You do not take back the mahar, the dowry that you gave her. Now that you're divorcing, it's not, you do not divorce her and then take back what you gave her as a dowry. وَلَا يَحِلُّ لَكُمْ أَن تَأْخُذُوا مِمَّا آتَيْتُمُوهُنَّ شَيْئًا. You can't take anything back from her. إِلَّا أَن تَخَافَ أَن لَا يُقِيمَا حُدُودَ اللَّهِ. Except that you fear that both of you will not establish the hudud, the limitations that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has set. And this is referring to the khul'ah. So if she requests a khul'ah, then yes, the mahar is given back. It comes in the hadith narration of Imam al-Tirmidhi عن ثوبان رضي الله تعالى عنه مرفوعا أيما امرأة سألت زوجها الطلاق من غير ما بأس فحرام عليها رائحة الجنة. Any woman that requests from her husband the talaq without a reason, forbidden upon her is the scent of Jannah. So it is forbidden for her to seek out a talaq without any reason. And if she does seek one out, then indeed this is a major sin. Now if she seeks one out for a reason, she dislikes him, she has a dislike for him, one that surpasses what we just spoke about, she cannot live with him, she's not capable of living with him, فَإِنَّ لَهَا ذَلِكَ, then she has that right. And she returns what mahar he had given to her. إِلَّا إِنْ سَمِحَتْ نَفْسَهُ هُوَ وَطَلَّقَهَا, except that he himself allows it to be, and he gives her the divorce. طَلَّقَهَا, without her giving any of the mahar back, فَهَذَا حَسَنٌ, then this is good. She can request a khul'a. If he does not fulfill her rights, but in this hadith, there is a severe warning. The one who seeks out a talaq from her husband without good reason, she will not be able to smell the scent of Jannah. وَرَائِحَةُ الْجَنَّةِ, the scent of Jannah can be smelled from a distance of 50 years. The meaning of this is that she shall not enter into Jannah with the first ones that enter into Jannah. So her seeking separation from her husband is not kufr, it's not disbelief. Rather, it is a major sin. وَأَصْحَابُ الْكَبَائِرِ تَحْتَ مَشِئَةِ اللَّهِ, and those that commit major sins are under the mashi'ah, the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنْ شَاءَ غَفَرَ لَهُمْ وَإِنْ شَاءَ عَذَّبَهُمْ, if he wills, he will forgive them, and if he wills, he will punish them. Inshallah, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he give us all tawfiq to establish our marriages upon Quran and Sunnah in a manner that is befitting and beneficial not only to our dunya but to our akhirah. I'm going to suffice with this. I thank our brothers here at Masjid Ibn Baz in Philadelphia, Juan. This is my first time visiting, and undoubtedly it was a pleasure to see the brothers and to see the raghba that the brothers have here in the Quran classes and in the children's classes and in the women's classes and in the men's classes. Indeed, upon ilm is a Salafi community built, upon knowledge is a Salafi community built. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala he make these deeds heavy on your scales on Yawm al-Qiyamah. And he accepted from us and he accepted from you. Hada wa sallallahu wa sallam ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in.